Welcome to this week's edition of Glancing at the Stars. If you believe in the basic premise of astrology, you realize how many ways astrology can be applied as a tool for analysis, forecasting, and understanding. That premise simply states that the beginning of any event, marked by a specific time and space or location, is the defining moment for the event and reveals the general form and qualities that will be seen and expressed for the event's life. Essentially, if you know the beginning point or time when something important started in your life, it will have a specific astrological signature that shows the strengths and challenges not only of that moment, but also for as long as whatever was started exists through time. So this can include the moment you were born, the time you first started school or schools, the time you were married, starting a job or a business, moving to a new locale. And it can include world events, such as the dates when countries or states come into being, when wars begin, as well as peace, or inaugurations of presidents, etc. A question often posed is, if astrology reveals how an event will unfold, where does free will fit in? The answer is that astrology shows the tendencies of any event, and those tendencies can manifest in a number of ways that are congruent with the astrological symbolism of the time. Taking the planets as an example, each one has a number of different meanings or ways it can manifest that are consistent with its fundamental nature or symbolism. We choose, consciously or often unconsciously, how we want to manifest these energies. You could say, intentions are everything, and I'll talk more about their importance in using astrology effectively in your life. Taking a glance at the coming week, I see one of my favorite combinations, Sun to Uranus. While this only lasts 2 to 3 days, and it occurs midweek, it generally creates some excitement. It's a good time to try something new, and you may be forced to change things up, whether you want to or not. Just remember, the unforeseen can provide unexpected gifts if you embrace rather than resist it. For Glancing at the Stars, I'm Nick Symington.